Charges being considered in United Kingdom election betting scandal. When the UK's general election was announced earlier this year, there was immediately a huge betting scandal with politicians from both the Labour and Conservative parties, law enforcement officers, and others suspected of using insider knowledge to place bets on the election date. An investigation was launched by the UK's Gambling Commission, and a number of high-profile figures have been placed under scrutiny. Up to 5 officials facing prosecution. The scandal began with the surprise announcement by then Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of the July 4 election date. Since then, almost a dozen individuals have come under suspicion of insider trading. Among those recently interviewed is former Deputy Prime Minister Sir Oliver Dowden, who has been linked to the ongoing investigation. According to British media, the Gambling Commission is preparing to prosecute at least 3 suspects, though the figure could rise to 5. Sources indicate that the list of those under suspicion includes at least 1 politician and a close protection officer. While the Commission has not disclosed specific details or identities, the investigation is centered on potential violations of insider trading laws under the Gambling Act. The individuals under investigation are suspected of breaching Section 42 of the Gambling Act, which addresses cheating, including insider trading. However, the Gambling Commission has yet to confirm whether this particular section is applicable to the case. Penalties remain uncertain as the investigation unfolds, and officials are cautious about revealing any specifics at this stage. Intense public interest in investigation. A spokesperson for the Gambling Commission has acknowledged the intense public interest surrounding the matter but stressed the importance of protecting the integrity of the investigation. Quote, "We clearly appreciate the level of public interest there is in this ongoing investigation. But to protect the integrity of the investigation and to ensure a fair and just outcome, we are unable to comment further at this time, including the name of any person who may be under suspicion, or the total number of suspects." Spokesperson, UKGC.